It is an absolute pleasure to have with us here today on AM 1480 KUS, Sarah Bridges, who recently came out with a memoir entitled A Bad Reaction. And Sarah, of course, lives in Minneapolis with her six children. And Sarah, thanks so much for being with us here today on AM 1480 KUS. Just got a copy of your book here and going through it. Absolutely a fantastic book, and kind of centers around your four-month-old son, Porter, or 4 months old at the time, who suffered a grand mal seizure and was rushed to the hospital, and you later found out that it was a brain injury due to the pertussis vaccine, or whooping cough as it's more commonly known. And I asked this of authors a lot, Sarah. I guess what first inspired you? Obviously, this inspired you to write this book, but did somebody like say, hey, boy, you should write a book about all your experiences?
Yeah, you know, I've always been a writer as a hobby. I'm a psychologist by training, and that's my work. And I think it was that enough time had gone past from the initial trauma that I really just felt inspired that I wanted to write about it. And I also saw it as a way to connect with other parents and caregivers and provide some hope and information and hopefully some humor also for anyone else struggling with these kind of issues, autism or different things on the spectrum.
Okay. You mentioned that, I guess, what was your initial reaction to finding out that, you know, that what was wrong with your son was due to a vaccine that every child receives at one time or another?
Yeah, I was really shocked. I'm very pro-vaccine. I mean, I'm educated in science, and my children are vaccinated. So I was really shocked. But the first thing that I learned was something that even today I think most people don't know, which is if you go onto the CDC's website, they acknowledge what's true of every medication, which is there are side effects. And so I was, of course, incredibly sad, and it was hard at the time to deal with this. But, you know, my personality is to plug into action, and we figured out pretty quickly that there's a brick-and-mortar court set up in the D.C. area just for kids that have been brain injured, injured in other ways, or killed by vaccines. And we went through that court system.
Okay. You know, how long did it come to take, or listeners might be unfamiliar, how long did it take to come to this conclusion that that's what had happened? Were there a number of other diagnoses before that? Or?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's hard to kind of pin down. At first, he was only 4 months old. The thing that we knew right off was he had a two-hour seizure and then proceeded in the next year to be hospitalized repeatedly with the same thing, stopping breathing, seizures. The very first night that he went into the hospital, the ER doctor pulled me aside and said he'd filed a case with the CDC, which they're mandated to do, that it was a vaccine injury. So right from the start, that was the language I was given about it. I didn't know all the resulting injuries he had from that initial event. It took a few years to really understand the extent of those, that he had developmental delays, seizures, and autism. So we didn't know everything at 4 months old. You know, it took some time to test him and all of that.
Sure. And that's, I think that's when you found out he was an autistic child. There's tests that can determine that at a very early age. Is that correct?
That is correct. Autism is kind of tricky. It's not like having diabetes that you can take a test, you know, test urine or blood and figure it out. It's a set of social, emotional, and psychological symptoms that we test for. And so, yes, he went into the neuropsychologist, ironically, because that's what I am by training, and was tested. And he was tested, you know, at Gillette Hospital here in the Twin Cities by specialists and the school system, and they all came back with the same diagnosis that he had autism.
Okay. Just, you know, looking at your, leafing through the book here, some heartbreaking stories and some funny stories, raising your son and your other kids, and boy, just whether, I suppose there were times where you just, man, I just can't go on with, you know, with these kids, and obviously what was going on with your son, the medical bills piling up. It had to be a very trying process, to say the very least.
You know, it really was trying, and anyone going through the experience of it, being a caregiver, whether it's for someone with dementia or a child with disabilities, it's extremely hard, and it's really painful for the rest of the kids. You know, our family broke up in the process. I ended up divorced, and that's really, sadly, a very common outcome when we have a child with severe disabilities. So, yeah, it was really, really difficult at the time.
Yeah. And I'm going to imagine no picnic finding these pharmaceutical companies or those that provide the vaccines in this process either.
It wasn't. The interesting thing, when you go through the vaccine court, you're not actually suing the pharmaceuticals or doctors or anybody. It's a court system set up to give immunity to the vaccine makers. And it's meant to be a place that if, because vaccines are mandated, you have a place to go if you end up with an injury. So, you know, it would have been just, I think, overwhelming to deal with the pharmaceuticals themselves. But luckily, yeah, the CDC has set up this vaccine court you can go through that's less difficult than suing a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, that's for sure. I suppose, a smaller company, small companies can take on one of those firms.
I can't even fathom that, no way we could have done that. Anyone with a child with disabilities or on the spectrum, it's a full-time job and then some to deal with that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now you said your kids are still vaccinated. You still, believe in these vaccinations, like the pertussis, whooping cough, measles, mumps, stuff like that?
I absolutely do. My kids are vaccinated. The exception is that Porter, the one who had the reaction, his neurologist and all the specialists have said he cannot receive further vaccines because of the reaction that he had. And the other exception is, and this is something the pharmaceuticals say, if your child has, one child has had a severe reaction to the pertussis vaccine, the other children should not be vaccinated with it. So that's the only one we have not been able to give, but the remainders, yes, they have been vaccinated with.
Okay. Well, it looks like things are going fantastic with the book here, looking at some of the reactions to it from film producers or executive producers of films to actresses and other doctors and professors too.
Thank you very much. I feel really blessed with the reaction, and it's been the wonderful part of a really difficult tragedy is all the people that you meet and the other parents, and that's the spiritual dimension to all these things.
Well, and that's obviously kind of a tool to deal with, obviously, what you've been going through, and, this is what I've went through, and obviously to kind of pave the way for others that unfortunately are in the same boat when rare things like this happen to them.
Yeah.
And just one final point, Sarah, we'll let you go. Did they give you any kind of statistics on how rare this is?
To have a brain injury like Porter's where you're permanently brain damaged, it's one in every few 100,000 kids getting vaccinated. So it's quite rare. Having seizures, having fevers, having reactions like that are much more common. Having permanent brain damage is much more rare.
Okay. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for your time here on AIM 1480 KUS. Again, to Sarah Bridges, the author of a memoir entitled A Bad Reaction, dealing with the results of her, again, 4-month-old son, Porter, receiving a pertussis or whooping cough of vaccination and the terrible things that follow, but then obviously redemption and a positive outcome in the end. And Sarah, we appreciate your time here on AIM 1480 KUS. Continued success with your book, and we'd like to talk with you somewhere down the line again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care, Sarah.
You too.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.